Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
And joining us right now on our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline covering the Padres for MLB.com. Back on the road, it's AJ Cassaville with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, AJ.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What does it feel like to be back on the road with the team again?
Well, it's fantastic, but it's also, I think I've done, four different cities, and I've done Colorado, which was record heat, and then I did rain delays in Philadelphia, and now I did rain delays in Atlanta, and Washington was its own thing. And so San Diego still rules. It's still the best, but it is fantastic to be back on the road again.
Well, it's good to have you. Now, Woodsy didn't see this yesterday. The Padres won a game. They were leading in another game, but I thought the big winner of yesterday was A.J. Cassaville. Can you explain to our audience and to Woods, he may know the game, though, what yard is? You know yard?
Oh,
Woods?
Yeah, well,
no, what's yard?
Yard. Yard's a great game that they play in the press box at Petco Park, and A.J. brought it on the road with him. Explain, A.J.
Yeah, so yard essentially originated with just me and a couple of my roommates, like, way back when, and it was, if you're watching a baseball game, you get one pitch per game. There's no, if you miss it, you miss it, and to call a home run, and if they hit a home run, you win. If they don't, which is most of the time, you do not win.
Oh.
And so back when we started the game, but Rubens and I just sitting on the couch watching baseball, you had to put like a quarter in a jar and the winner got all the quarters. And it totaled up to something like $23 before someone got Will Venable way back in 2013. anyway, I've since taken it to the press box with no quarters, just bragging rights. And in 2019, I did a really good job. I picked five. I got five right.
But wow, incredible.
Yeah, I always called it the curse of Franmil Reyes because I got none after he got traded. And so I finally got my first yard since 2019 yesterday on Fernando Tatis Jr.'s homer off Shane Green.
Which is so impressive. You're sitting in the press box. It's three. I think it was a 3-1 pitch. It's sitting right there, and you just yell, yard.
And he does it.
Goes deep. I mean, it's incredible.
I got to say, I see a lot of people on Twitter. They like to play yard, too, and you always see the Haas two-run bomb incoming. It's never incoming.
Yeah.
Never once has anyone ever got it right, ever. And if you do that, I'm going to block you, at least soft block you. Because but I like that version of it where you call it out and people are there to witness it. You know, you're like, yard, and he hits it. That's got to be an incredible feeling.
Yeah, and I would venture a guess that the people who do get it right are calling it four or five times a game. When you only have won a game, there's like
True.
So much strategy that goes into it. And then I'm sure, like, and sometimes you just get ridiculously lucky. I know there was one time way back in 2016 I called a Brett Wallace yard just because it was the ninth inning and I hadn't used my yard for the game yet, and then he went deep on like a 1-2 pitch. So there's strategy to it, and sometimes you just don't get it for a year and a half, even though I've been calling. I mean, my strategy is pretty simple enough now with this team. It's if it's 2-0 or 3-1 on Tatis or Machado, I usually do it.
Yeah.
It's still been a year and a half. So
that is amazing.
It felt really good.
Well, now I'm going to start playing it at
it's
home
a fun
with
game.
The family.
Yeah, you got to play the game for sure.
We are talking to our pal AJ Cassaville here on Ben and Woods this morning. We talked a little bit about it earlier. I mean, great game yesterday defensively from, you know, Ha-Sung Kim. do you feel, AJ, and, you know, Jerks and Profar playing center field, do you feel like some roles are starting to be defined on this team, especially with those guys, you know, where they, you know, Profar was playing a lot early. They kind of scaled that back as guys got healthier. Do you feel like the roles are getting more defined with the Padres?
Yeah, it's starting to feel like those guys would make up like a really, really good playoff bench, which is what I think what the Padres wanted it to be. And then God forbid someone gets hurt, it feels like both of them could fill in capably. Kim was so good defensively yesterday. I think I said he single-handedly chopped a few points off Freddie Freeman's batting average, like 6 points.
Yeah.
So he gets to every ball, and even some of the balls he's not supposed to get to, and he's just so smooth with all of it. And so he can do it from pretty much anywhere on the field. And it's just so useful to have bench guys who can do what those guys are doing. They're starting to hit a little bit too, but who can also kind of play all over the place. Profar can play all three outfield spots. Can play a couple spots in the infield. Kim can play the entire infield. It's just so useful. We've seen so many of like the Cubs when they won it, and the Dodgers when they won all their division titles. Like so many good teams have guys you can just move around and mix and match and play good matchups. And that seems like what the Padres are starting to realize that they have right now.
AJ, give me your take on the ups and downs of Chris Paddock. Yesterday obviously was an up. He said it himself. He didn't have his wipeout stuff. He had some good defense behind him, but got through an efficient five innings of shutout ball. A lot of people were mad that out there that he didn't get a chance to even pitch another inning or two and maybe finish that game off. But you just don't seem to know yet. I mean, every time I think, oh, okay, I think Chris Paddock's figured it out, he'll go and he'll give up three or four runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
He'll throw a clunker. And then every time you think, oh, man, they may need to send this guy down to AAA or do something different with him, he'll come and deliver a quality performance for the Padres. And I can't seem to figure it out, so I wanted to ask if maybe you've got some thoughts.
Yeah, I think starts like yesterday are why you keep giving him the ball, because you know what he's capable of doing. I think the real question mark is, like, come late September, you're in a pennant race, or come October, like, has this guy done enough to warrant that spot at the end of the back end of the rotation pitching those big games? And we don't know the answer yet. It's late July. He's going to get the chance to prove himself there. But yesterday was clearly a step in the right direction. But I think he said something pretty interesting after the game, that he said he doesn't want to get ahead of himself because he's had really good starts like that before. It's a matter of stringing them together, and maybe when one start spirals, don't let it spiral into two or three. And I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how to get that version of Chris Paddock more consistently, but I know that if that version shows up more consistently, then he has a spot at the back end of a late season pennant race or a playoff rotation.
And realistically, AJ, you know, obviously you see Reese Kinnear go out yesterday. His stuff's pretty good. He's just yanking the ball everywhere. He had kind of ran into that in his first start. Too many walks. You just can't walk guys at that rate at this level. It's just you don't have that good of stuff to get around it. Realistically, in your opinion, AJ Preller right now, he's got to make moves. We all know it. What do you like? What do you see him doing at a minimum?
At a minimum, I would say a starting pitcher or maybe even two. And I don't know that it's necessarily going to be this big name guy that's going to like draw headlines across the league. But the Padres could certainly use just someone to fill out that rotation. And I mean, like, there are just so many question marks in the rotation now. It's not as deep as what they thought it was going to be. They had some injuries that have set them back a little bit. I just think that's got to be the priority, even though, like, everyone I talk to, essentially, the priority is just getting better, wherever it could be, whether it's the bench, whether maybe there's a big bat and the trade is right, maybe it's in the bullpen. But I would say the bare minimum is a starting pitcher, maybe two. And then also, I think the next area of focus is probably the bullpen, because as good as it's been, like, we know what the playoffs are about. It's about big-time arms in the bullpen, or it's about arms that can get guys out in the right spots in the bullpen. And the Padres have a bunch of those, but they would be well-served to get themselves another one. And you also never know kind of how it's going to play out health-wise or streakiness-wise. I just think that they would just be well-served to go out and get another reliever. So I would say those are probably my two primary areas of focus, but I think the bare minimum, they go out and get a starter.
MLB.com's AJ Cassaville on the road with the Padres covering the team with us here on Ben and Woods. Let me ask you about the NL West race right now. We haven't really talked about it yet, but the Giants, again, a little more magic last night in the ninth inning. Wilmer Flores off Kenley Jansen. They've taken two out of the first three in that series against the Dodgers. Everyone who keeps expecting them to crash back down to earth at some point seems to be a little disappointed. So with the Padres now sitting 5.5 games back of the Giants and 3.5 back of the Dodgers, how do you kind of envision these last two-plus months playing out in the NL West?
Yeah, there's still a lot of baseball left. And so I think there's two things to be said about the Giants. One is that they are for real. Like, we're at this stage of the season, and they have the best record in the National League, maybe in all of baseball. They're for real. But the other thing to say is that there's a lot of baseball left, and I still think at this point, if you look at the way the standings fall and the way the schedules fall, the odds-on favorite would be the Dodgers. So if I'm the Padres, and I think this is maybe up to each and every fan himself, but if I'm a Padre fan, I'm watching Giants-Dodgers, I still just feel like the Giants are a little bit more catchable, maybe also because the Padres have so many games against the Giants at the back end of the season, at the back end of the schedule. So I think maybe I'm in this series pulling a little bit for the Giants if I'm a Padre fan, if I'm looking like down the line. But I also think that like when you're a Padre, you just got to win games when these guys are playing each other. There's not going to be many chances to gain ground, and you're going to gain ground on one of them right now when they're playing each other. And so it's just been, I mean, it's such a kind of cool race. We all knew it was going to be interesting with when it was just the Dodgers and the Padres. And I mean, I think the Padres very much have it with it. I think there's maybe two trade deadline strategies you take, whether you're gearing up for a wild card game or whether you're gearing up for a division. And the Padres very clearly still have it in their sights that they think they could win the division.
Talking to our pal A.J. Cassavell here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, A.J., how important, you just said it, a lot of baseball left. How important is this start for Blake Snell tonight? On the road, he's been awful on the road. He's been wild. He hasn't met expectations. I am the biggest Blake Snell fan, pulling for him so hard. But tonight, back in Florida, pitching in a dome. I know it's not Tampa, but how important is this to get off on the right start in the second half?
Yeah, it feels really important, and they all feel really important now because Blake Snell is still Blake Snell. Somewhere in there is still a legit top of the rotation ace caliber guy, but he's got to get going at some point. And I mean, we were talking about it earlier with Chris Paddock. I think right now, if you're looking at like we're not at the stretch run of the season, there's still a lot of baseball left. But if we were there right now, say we're mid September and you're starting the first of those two trips where they played the Giants and the Dodgers. If you're like building your rotation and who you feel comfortable with right now, I think it's only Darvish and Musgrove. And that's not what they envisioned at the start of the season.
Yeah.
So the way I see it going forward is Chris Paddock and Blake Snell kind of need to throw themselves into that conversation, make themselves those reliable arms that the Padres know they can be. And that starts right now because we're kind of running out of time before we get to the real, real stretch run of the season.
AJ, since you were at the game yesterday at Truist Park, I don't know maybe if you got more insight than the rest of us back here, but the makeup, the completion of the suspended game yesterday, they didn't give a lot of details. Jay said it'll still just be a 7-inning game. They'll pick it up from where they left off, but it was a TBD, time, date, location. I know that the Braves would have to sign off on playing that game in San Diego. Did any of the like Braves reporters have anything like knowing like that's probably what's going to happen later in the season? Or do you think there's still a chance the Padres will have to find a day in like August or September and fly across the country and play two innings to finish that game?
Yeah, well, that's the issue. I think it's not – there's just nothing if you look at the two schedules that really lines up. I think there's one date in late August where the Padres would be flying in from Colorado, but also the Braves would be flying in from Tampa Bay just to play those two innings. So I can't imagine they would want to do it. I think there's a process and some protocols, and if you're the Braves, you're probably not happy that you lose maybe some of the revenues from yesterday's game. But, I mean, at the end of the day, what are you going to do about it? The weather, there were so many things yesterday you kind of roll your eyes and say, well, if they had a little cleaner second inning or if the rain held off 10 more minutes and you can get through the bottom of the fifth, all of a sudden you have an official game. But I see it being completed. Like if I had this is not based on any firm information, but there's just no other looking at the schedule, no other method that could work other than in that September 24th to 26th window.
Or not have 2 hours and 20 minutes in between the two doubleheader games. I mean, we thought it was a slog back here in San Diego. I can't imagine what it felt like at the ballpark in Atlanta yesterday.
Nightmare.
I had a book on hand, so I picked that up and read it.
Hassan Kim, he napped in between games.
Fernando sat in a laundry basket and just leaned his head back. It was just like, get me out of here. It's just such a beating. It's hard to get going. The rhythm, all of that is just so important.
How about Fernando going back out at the end of the rain delay and signing autographs? Did you see that, AJ?
Yes, I did see that, and it always morphs with him because he's such a kind of. He's becoming a larger-than-life superstar. There's like six or seven kids there for him to sign for, and then dozens and dozens of people running down the concourse to get to him and tripping over each other, and then all of a sudden it becomes like it becomes maybe a little too big for like just a nice little friendly moment. But it's awesome. I mean, he's like, that's the coolest part of having him as the superstar to represent the city is the fact that he's like, on top of as good as he is, he just so clearly gets it and is up for the little things that build the sport.
Well, AJ, we appreciate it. Safe travels. It's good to have you back on the road here, even if it's a bit of a grind to go through what you've gone through in a couple of the cities. But the insight is always appreciated.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, brother.
AJ Cassaville, MLB.com, on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.